Radio.
If you look through the scriptures, you'll notice that the Apostle James, whose feast we're celebrating today, was at all the major moments when Christ performed miracles. He was there, for example, when John and Peter raised Jairus' daughter from the dead. He was also there on the mountain at the Transfiguration and witnessed it. Yet even though James would be seen to appear to be so close to Jesus, today's gospel reveals just how far he had to go to actually be a disciple of Jesus. When we read of James and John's manoeuvring, in fact getting their mum to do the manoeuvring for them, we wonder how they could have thought that they could be so great in the presence of God. We might shake our heads at their bold assertions that they could drink the same cup that Jesus had to drink. Of course, we wouldn't have been so dense. Well, I don't think we would have been. But then we're lucky because our hindsight always gives us greater clarity. But if you read the Gospels later in Gethsemane, James didn't know what to make of Jesus when he was praying. He couldn't work out this agonizing prayer. And so what does he do? He fell asleep. And yet after Jesus revealed himself to the apostles at Easter and they received the Holy Spirit at Pentecost, James finally came to understand what Jesus meant when he said that he came to give his life as a ransom that we read in our gospel this afternoon. In fact, James's vision after that moment became so clear that he decided to spread the good news about Jesus, perhaps, as we think, all the way to Spain. And finally, when the moment of supreme witness came, he didn't draw back. James was the first of the apostles to drink the cup of Jesus' passion when King Herod had him killed because he was a follower of Christ. So in the end, James proved himself to be one of the great heroes of the early church. He gave up his whole life to follow Jesus, and in the end, he sacrificed that life out of love for Jesus and his people. Ironically, James died, ending up sitting at the right hand of God, along with his fellow apostles and martyrs. Only now, instead of basking in the exalted position that his mother had asked for him and his brother, he was sitting there humbly worshipping God and urging all of us to be followers of Jesus. So today, may we all follow James's example to be humble followers of Jesus. St. James, pray for us.
Radio.org.au.